Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, April 11th. April? Take two.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, June 11th. June 11th, and you're listening to the big call. I don't know why I had April on my brain. Anyway, June 11th, you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Yes, we can all laugh. Bruce made a mistake. Yes. That's fine. You know, just being authentic, Sue. Just being authentic. And we're glad you're here tonight. We're going to have a good call tonight. I'm excited about what I have to share. Obviously, what Bob and Sue have to share will be of great importance, and we look forward to both of those segments. And before we get to Sue, for what should be a really great teaching, like she's been providing for us for years now, many years, we're going to go ahead and pray the call in. So let's do that.
Yes.
Many years. Lord, Sue, okay, take four. Lord God, we just thank you so much for what you've provided us with. As Jehovah Jireh, God our provider, thank you for healing, for your provision, for the food we have, the water we drink, the air we breathe, everything we have, Lord God, is a gift from above. We thank you for all the provision. We thank you for the information that's come in. We thank you for our future, which should be extraordinary. Thank you for everything so far and everything that is to come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a really fun time, Thursday night. We're excited about the teaching, and then I'm excited to hear what Bob and you and what I have to say about it.
Thank you, Bruce. So tonight is an important piece, and it's interesting to change gears. So have a fun time noticing how you do that. And this is called Trust God's Wisdom. The Lord gives wisdom. From God's mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6. You can always trust God because God is infinite in wisdom. The Lord never has need of counsel about the wisdom path to take. God's unlimited knowledge always knows what's in your best interest and acts accordingly. Regardless of what your circumstances look like, God knows how to turn them for your good. Of course, sometimes we may look at our difficulties and think, I know you're infinitely wise, but I think you've missed something. But in our limited understanding, sometimes we simply cannot see things from God's perspective.
That's right.
We may have all the information that is humanly possible to gather, but the Lord is aware of everything influencing the situation, as well as the potential consequences for you and others. God alone comprehends the totality of every decision. And because God is infinitely wise, there simply can't be a mistake. This is why it's so important for you to stay in continual fellowship with God. You may not know what to do today, but God does perfectly. Seek God through his word and pay attention to what is being taught to you. Be faithful and just let yourself be led in the way you should go. Christ, I trust your infinite wisdom. Lead me, and amen. So what happens when we don't know? In paths they do not know, I will guide them. I will make darkness into light before them and rugged places into plains. Isaiah 42:16. Yesterday we read that the Lord is trustworthy because God is infinite in wisdom. The problem for us is that while God completely understands every situation we experience, there's no obligation to inform us of the rationale for the direction or the decisions, and that can be frustrating. For example, God didn't make clear why he left Joseph in prison for 13 years before elevating him to the position of prime minister. Genesis 39:41. Nor did he explain why the Israelites had to live more than four centuries in Egyptian bondage before God miraculously rescued them. Exodus 12:41. While we may never fully know God's reasons, lack of such information is often the very thing that leads to our feelings of frustration, anxiety, and doubt. However, this is the place of faith. We must believe God will reward us as we seek. Hebrews 11:16, understanding that we have no legitimate cause for doubting God. God is the infinite, all-wise God who loves us and always knows the best path to take in our lives. Our responsibility is to acknowledge such as he leads us step by step. Christ, I listen to you, knowing that you will lead me with wisdom. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was a very beautiful teaching, and you did a wonderful job bringing that out to us. The thing that I noticed in this teaching was, if we look at things from our perspective, excuse me, water coming. Okay, thank you. When we look at it from our perspective, we don't see it the same way as God sees it. God can see the end from the beginning. Because he's all-knowing, all-seeing, he has a different perspective. He knows, even though we have free will, he knows what we choose to do with it. And it's a little bit of an unfair advantage. But he's done this so that we can follow him as leader to us by the Holy Spirit, which is leading us with his still small voice. And as we go through life, winding our way through this pathway that we go on, and we step one foot in front of the other and walk through it day by day, we actually move toward the end, but to do it properly, we have to apply our faith. And you mentioned that in the teaching, that it's with our faith that we move forward and we trust God in the leadership. We trust that he's leading us down the proper path. And if we get off the path, he's there to pick us up, bring us back to the path. And then the more we communicate with God, which is reading and studying and knowing his word, not just head knowledge, but letting it filter all the way into your spirit so that your spirit gets what is being said, what the timing was, what the circumstances were, who was Jesus speaking to, who was Paul speaking to in Hebrews, you know, and so on. And once you know kind of the timing, the place of what's happening, you can go forward and understand. The other thing that you want to do is, as you know, prayer is talking, and I'm going to say talking and listening to God. So as we pray, speaking to God, just having a conversation with God, you also have to stop talking enough to hear his response, to hear the answers that you're looking for, to give you the direction, to confirm the way that you're going. I think that's important, to have that absolute two-way conversation with God. And sometimes it's not an audible voice, of course. Sometimes it's something you think might be audible, but it's a still small voice that you're picking up in your spirit. You're hearing what God wants you to do. And, of course, he's given you a conscience to help you realize when you're not doing the right thing or when you're off track. You can get back on track. And I think that's our walk, our daily walk with God, is just to be able to have a conversation and go in communication with God throughout our lives. I was just trying to think whether there was a story to go along with this. I think Bob will have a story to go along with this. But I like the teaching, Sue. It's very, very basic, very strong, some good scripture in it. And I think it just helps us to keep on track, to keep on doing what God has instructed us to do or has spoken to us in his word or personally to receive the knowledge, the wisdom, and the power that we have in Christ. So thank you for that, Sue. I appreciate it very much. And Bob, what does this teaching say to you, and is there a story that might go along with it?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was really great. That's a really beautiful Thursday night. And I just feel really happy and relaxed listening to the teaching and listening to your commentary, Bruce. And it's a good thing to begin feeling this way, because tomorrow I'm going to a house of a family that needs somebody to come to do therapy for them. Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting circumstance where there's a young man in his 20s who has always been like a crystal child. He was born with like a beautiful light around him, as his mom described. But then as life went on, people didn't really understand him, and he was abused, and he's had a very, very rough time being such a loving, empathetic being, and has become extremely fearful. And so he has kind of gone into a shell. He's had to be hospitalized a couple of times. And other issues as well. And so I'm listening to the teaching and thinking of going to meet his family tomorrow. And I'm thinking about the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of God, and how it'll be really great for me to be open starting right now to that radiant energy that God provides that can result in miraculous healings. Mm-hmm. And knowing that it's there, that energy is available, gives me a companion to go to this family's home with. And the faith that goes along with it is extremely valuable, not just the understanding of God's knowledge, but also the faith to know that you can envision your own highest thought for yourself in this case, as a healer, and that a doorway can be opened to a miracle, and that I can perhaps be a person that can encourage and hold the hand of the person needing help to help them through that doorway that God has opened for their healing, and to hopefully be there to create a transformation from something fearful into a boundless joy, and maybe as a result, share in gratitude for all the great things about life, and in that sharing, allow those great blessings to pass through us and on to other people, and as they do, it makes room for us for even more blessings.
Beautiful, Bob.
Well said, Bob. We'll just pray that God would give you favor with the family, with this young man, to just be, you would be a conduit for that healing to take place for him. Exactly right. That was really good. Thank you, Bob. Sue, do you have a story like Bob did to go along with this teaching?
Yeah, it's going to be a nice contrast. But first I want to speak to Bob for a second. And just so everybody can, I don't think I'm going to label it with a purpose. What I was really having done early in my consulting, a lot of healing, what I was really aware of as you were speaking, Bob, was the level of attunement and the capacity you have to walk into such a sensitive situation and, you know, to be so aware that here's this young man whose spirit is fragile because he was so loving. And you actually know and recognize that. And I think a lot of people on this call, I'm raising my hand, a lot of people, and I know a lot of the people in the pod, were, you know, very sensitive, especially the men. And we've had women on the call when two men were talking. One of them is still with us. And this woman said, oh, my God, I want my husband and my sons to hear this call. Mm-hmm. And you're just stepping into that space as this, you know, man that is doing something that has meaning and heart and love and all the qualities that his soul wants to see. It's definitely a miracle is going to happen because he's probably never seen that blend of attributes and somebody that's going in with a heart that is so full. And so here's my contrasting story because it relates to the same thing. And here's what I want to say, and I'll see if I can really condense it. When your spirit is very alive and the more you're pursuing the depth of your relationship with God, the more aware, the more refined, the more you're not as shut down, and you become more capable, have more capacity to move with God and direct, you know, the environments you want to be in, the things that are happening to you, with you, through you. That's when you're really moving in co-creation with Christ God. Today, I had something kind of weird with my phone going on. And I'm fortunate to be able to be close to a Verizon store. But stepping into that space where it was really, I was fascinated by my own reaction. Usually a quiet store, three people, one person that was late, my whole, you know, everything that I had to do for the day was on hold until I got this fixed. And it was related to AI and everything. And I realized that that's an institution that is not attuned. This is really important for all of us. Just institutions, stand in line. Everybody's attention was fragmented. There wasn't a lot of support. It was really challenging when, you know, your communication is on hold and you're trying to get through to this AI'd version of a telecommunications company. And I said to myself, I made the decision in co-creation with God. I said, this is never going to happen again. If I have to have my own phone company, I will never go through this again. because, and I'm sure everybody's remembering that feeling, that's losing your agency.
Mm.
See, I think it's about co-agency with God. Choosing, like Bob did, I'm choosing how I'm going to move into this situation, and I'm going to choose how I see myself, and I just wanted to support him. Because somebody like Bob that has built something from that energy that this young man is going to relate to, that's going to seem like, you know, that's like a unicorn. He's going to be in the presence of a godly unicorn. And he's going to say, guess what? I did it. You can too. My story is to not put up with some of the systems that are on the planet. There's a reckoning coming. You know, these things that are where people, and that's what we're all here to do, is to design things that are more attuned, that are more filled with love, that bring out the best in yourself and the people around you. And I just kept saying, how can these people, I was next to a CFO and then a DJ that was had a baby on the way, and they were just like happy spending, I was there for 3 hours. I was like, how can they do that? You know, there was so much going on. I was like, my nervous system was like, how can they be sitting there just okay with random attention? And I just went, these are the things that we're all going to be repairing so that people really get the quality of attention like Bob, like the quality of attention of you, Bruce, and, you know, your commitment to the big call. You knew that I would get you in there, right? So
yes, but my comments were not worthy comparing to those of Bob.
No. I was just going to get around it. It's just getting around to it. So it's about our capacity to make the things better, to devote our attention to the things that are going to increase our capacity. And in my case, I was like, wow, what was I being shown there other than the standards that I intend to bring to everything that I do in the work, in the projects that we do. So that was my contrasting story of sensitivity, the teaching, and appreciation for your comments, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. You know, you know, two things. One is AI, which we're all getting familiar with more and more. I'm very familiar with it because when I'm watching YouTube videos, I know the voices that I'm hearing in a lot of cases are AI voices. And why do I know that? Because they mispronounce certain words that we all know. For example, when we in music hear the term bass guitar, we know it's a bass guitar, not a bass guitar, like AI thinks it is. When we use the term lead singer in a band, LEAD, AI thinks it's the lead singer. LEAD, lead, because it's spelled the same. So you have to correct your AI friend on the phone. No, it's pronounced bass guitar, bass amplifier, not bass. Bass is a fish, you know? And so there's these things that irk me about AI, and I go, they just don't have it right yet. But, you know, nobody else but me is correcting their AI girl, I guess, and telling them how to pronounce these words correctly. Okay.
Yeah, it's not, to me, the only thing, real quick, I think AI is going to do amazing things. I'm on the optimistic side. But it's just that when it's starting to work at an institutional level and it's not communicating clearly and you have no way out to talk to a live person, that's when it starts to get funky, really funky, because you can't. Because it was making errors, and the store knew it, and we couldn't bypass it. So that's it was
interesting. Yeah.
I was in that situation, so heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I can see that.
Here we go.
I can see. Yeah. No, I can see that. And the other thing I want to say about Bob is, Bob, like he was talking about in his comment, and his story about tomorrow, is in expectation of a miracle. He's expecting something very positive to happen for this young man that he's going to work with his mom, I guess. And I think that's tremendous, to go in expectation of something positive to happen, you know, in the way of a possible miracle. And the one other comment I want to say about it is that we, all of everybody on the big call, all of Big Call Universe, Sue, Bob, and I are ambassadors of possibility. We're ambassadors of possibilities. And everything we do from here on out is going to give possibilities to the people that we interact with. And I wanted to say that before I turn it over to you, Sue.
That was good.
For your
I like that, Bruce. That's very true. Very mm-hmm. true. Really good. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
So we have just Jeannie, I think. Do you want to say anything about Pastor Scott, Bruce?
I do. I have a prayer request.
Okay.
I was able to, with help from one of our famous people in the pod,
famous
with her help, with her
she
help,
famous. Uh-huh.
She's very famous. I was very happy to say that she helped me track down Pastor Scott by exhausting phone numbers that were no good, but she did some great detective work and found the church that I affiliated with. That he's affiliated with, and I got the address of the church and the phone number for the church, and I called and left a message, and one of the assistants called me back, and she told me that Pastor Scott, yes, was in a rehab situation, and that's not what you'd think automatically. Typically, what happens is if you have a fall or a stroke from a fall or whatever, You'll go into the hospital, and they'll get you squared away in the hospital for, je ne sais pas how much time, it just depends. And then they kick you to a rehabilitation center where you can get rehabbed with strength, PT, physical therapy, occupational therapy, whatever it takes to get you where you can go. And sometimes that can take a month, sometimes 2 months of therapy at a rehabilitation center. So that's where he is now. Now, does he have a phone? I don't know. Does he have a new phone? I don't know. But I'm going to stay in touch with the church, and the pastor was going to go to yesterday and meet with Pastor Scott and then report back. And I was going to get a report back, which I have not received yet, from the church to see how he's doing. Mm-hmm. But I'll be in touch with them and let you guys know on the big call how Pastor Scott is progressing. But thank God that with the assistance of one of the pod members, very famous, she was able to put this together to where I could have a conversation with someone who can help us keep working and praying for Pastor Scott. And that's what we'll do. So that's my story, Bruce, about that, Sue.
Thank you. And thank you to our famous one.
Yes.
So let's move on to Genia.
Okay.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. This is a famous Bible verse that offers a message of hope and reassurance about God's intentions for the future. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit, and he will make your paths straight. The famous saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together, is an ancient proverb of African origin. Live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly, and leave the rest to God. Ronald Reagan. Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for all the wonderful leaders and listeners, their health, their finances, and well-being. Pastor Scott, we're praying for your health, your family, and your well-being. Also to hear from you or your family. The RV blessing, the R&R, tariffs, Doge, and debt forgiveness. May the negotiations go well with Iran, and may this conflict end very soon. World peace. Keep the faith and hope for this RV. We pray we get the RV 800 numbers very soon and be great stewards with this special blessing and the med beds rolling out for all 4B ZIM holders ASAP. Wishing everyone a blessed weekend. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie, very much.
Yeah.
And I will address all of your points in your prayer today in my segment. So thank you very much for that, Jeannie. Sue, anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Except to tell Bob that I just sent him something on my queue I'd like him to read.
Okay. I got it.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, Sue will cue you for the reading of that piece.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, Sue, tell us what has been going on and what you have as an offering for us tonight.
Well, it was really interesting how this came to me. And just the scene to set this up. But it's something that I think needs to be revealed to everybody on this call, because I don't think very many people are seeing it. And it relates to something that we're going to be doing starting on Sunday through next week. And here's the scene. I want you to imagine you're sitting in an enormous stadium. And you're sitting in the stadium and you can look down at the field. You can look down at the field and you're way up in the bleachers, but you've got, you know, the big TVs all around. So you can see everything almost as if you're, you know, you're right down there on the field. And here's the field. By July, all of the hospitals will have to be shutting down 90% of pharmaceuticals from their approach. 90%. By July, everyone in the world is going to have a commodity that has been very scarce, controlled, manipulated, and that's money. Now just imagine you're seeing, imagine that down in that field, you're seeing all the pharmaceuticals being shut down, med beds getting laid down in the field, AI, because so many projects and new information is going to be flooding the system. 6,200 patents, suppressed patents released. Many new books are being written right now in a place in Texas that are going to totally reverse a lot of what we have learned. Okay, so just imagine you're sitting that, you're seeing the whole world, you're looking down at the world, the remaking of the financial system, the health system, the how things get computed, the quantum system, the quantum financial system. And what are you going to do when money isn't the glue? Has anybody ever thought about that? Well, it turns out that in the past 40 years, and I've been seeing this and witnessing this in a project that I'm involved in, and I've been involved with, it's been like 7 years. It's a neuroscience-based project, and we're seeing the ramifications already with why people, and I'm definitely a card-carrying member of it, why people are doing what they're doing. Some of us, that's me, are not doing it for the money or for the immediate money. We're doing it because we're learning from it. And to find the people that are going to do and work on your projects when it's not about the money, and how are you going to approach, and this goes to relationships too. I was seeing this 3 years ago. Not about, oh, honey, I can buy you a house. Oh, I can take you on a vacation. It's not going to be about the money. It's going to be about the love and the meaning. So I'm going to tell you about what's coming up, and I'm going to invite, we're going to add some people to this. It's really a design kit that we're doing, Bruce. I'll read you a little bit about it. But I want to read two testimonials. And I just want you to understand that what we do in this segment is get people with their capacity expanded to think in new ways, to act in new ways, to be stable in new ways. And that's our whole goal. Our whole goal is to get people with their capacity. So here's what people are saying, then I'll have two short little ones, and then I'm going to have Bob read something from someone that's been to almost all our classes. Sue, we ordered Liberated Humanitarian, but just want to thank you for creating this. We both come out of the traditional 9-to-5 corporate world, and this really helped us to let go of old standards, unclear thinking, own our strengths, and think about how we want to move through this next phase. Michael and Beth. Sue, thank you so much. Your classes have helped me so much with skill and self-confidence. So the skill, you guys, here's the thing that a lot of people aren't seeing, and I just have a passion for kind of going where the puck is going and helping people prepare, because I haven't seen that many people that are noticing, and I'm in it. I'm literally living it, working in it, and I'm seeing it happen already. What is going to happen? Did you know that when you suggest to people that I'm going to pay you a lot of money, that's the last thing they want? It shuts down their intrinsic motivation by 95%, and this has been studied for the past 40 years. It's not going to be about the money. So our class that's coming up is going to show you how are you going to keep the glue. It's called the new glue when money isn't what matters. Would you know how to get people to come and do what you want? Would you know how to build that out and build in systems and build in cool tracking and ways of doing that? Ask yourself that. Everybody's going to have money. Do you think they're going to be thinking about how much money you can pay them and, oh, they're making a great... No. You're going to have to learn some new things. So I'm going to have Bob read the testimonial, and then I'll tell you what we're offering. But it's something to really walk around. I'll tell you what to do. Let's have Bob read the testimonial, and then we'll go from there. Go ahead, Bob. Thank you.
All right. Sure, Sue. So this starts out, "Dear Sue, I wanted to take a moment to tell you how deeply you have impacted my life. You're one of those rare individuals whose presence leaves the world better than you found it. Your unwavering commitment to humanity, your vision for a more compassionate and sovereign world, and your tireless dedication to helping others rise into their fullest potential inspires me more than words can adequately express. Through your leadership, I have come to see new possibilities within myself. You have encouraged me to think more deeply, lead more courageously, and embrace the understanding that each of us has the capacity to make a meaningful difference in the lives of others. Your wisdom, compassion, and generosity of spirit have been a guiding light on my journey. What I admire most is that your leadership is not about recognition or achievement. It's rooted in genuine service, love for humanity, and a sincere desire to help others flourish. In a world that often feels divided, you bring hope, unity, and purpose. Thank you for sharing your gifts so freely. Thank you for believing in people, for lifting others up, and for helping me see a larger vision of what is possible. The ripple effects of your work extend far beyond what you may ever know, and I am one of the many lives that has been enriched because of you. Please know that your efforts are seen, appreciated, and cherished. I'm profoundly grateful for your friendship, your mentorship, and the example you set every day. With heartfelt gratitude and affection." And I won't say right. The person's name, and I won't read the PS because it's not.
I can't remember. I don't even remember the PS. Thank you so much, Bob.
It could lead to someone knowing who she might be.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bob. So here's why I wanted you to hear that. That's what everybody on this call is going to be doing. That's what you're going to be hearing about the people you're working with and from. we created a culture in the pod, which everybody's in the pod on this call. You're all invited. You're all invited because that's what we're all doing is we're creating a new culture. But that culture is going to be based on completely different values. And so what happened was 8 months ago, I started seeing this and we were seeing it in this project that I'm in. And I'm like, oh, I have partners. And I said, oh my God, nobody's showing people it's not going to be called work anymore. Nobody's showing them how are they going to design from the minute. I'm talking about your housekeeper. I'm talking about the person you hire as your chief of staff, all of which the pod has heard about. I'm talking about how you're going to get a group of people like Bob has that has a glue that isn't money. That's why we're calling it the new glue. When money doesn't, when money isn't the answer. And you've got to know it because nobody's even experienced that before. Everybody's been hired, oh, I've got a great job, it's making me a lot of money. No, it's going to be, God, I love working with these people, it's so much fun. Would you know how to design that? Would you know how to do it so that you could figure out, do the people that are coming to be with you know what it's like to be so motivated inside of them and so inspired by what you're doing, like what Bob is doing and hopefully what the pod feels, that they just want to come and learn and grow and then take it out and keep doing it? That woman that you heard from is intrinsically motivated. It's inside of her. That's what we have to, that's what you're going to have to learn, how to get onto your teams, how to say it so people are inspired to come and build something big with you. And then, take this away, write this down, get your pen out. Did you know that the number one prerequisite, this goes into marriages, is that number one trumps all of it. In a 12,000-person study, I can't remember it because I can't pull up my notes right now, 12,000-person study, did I create something of value that mattered? Which is why I love the pod and what Bruce has so beautifully green-lighted, because I am pouring it out. It's infinite. It just keeps creating and creating because there's no limit. When you're free to bring out the best so that other people can bring out their best, there's no limit to what all of us are going to do. But do you know how to set that up so that your housekeeper, your premier banker, the people that you're working with, would you know even how to start that when money isn't the glue anymore? Imagine a big stop sign. It's not going to be money. It's going to be how amazing the people are, how much we want to listen, how we come back every week and say, what did you do that you really loved? We have questions that are going to be in this kit. It's a kit. It's a kit. So that you can take it to your chief of staff and you can say, okay, we're implementing this all based on the top research for the past 40 years and a little creativity thrown in there. Because I've been really lucky to work in some of the most challenging environments, so I know what that looks like, and then some of the freest, most incredible environments, and then with my own teams, and I've gotten a chance to really do it all. So here's what I want people to know. If you would like to find out how to start from the get-go and understand how am I going to be practicing? It's like, you know, it's like going out on a tennis court or a golf course. You've got to have the right grip. You've got to have the right stroke. You've got to have the right skills. You've got to start thinking in new ways about this now, so that you're creating an environment all around you, so it's being reflected back to you, that I really know how to get people so that they feel like they matter. What they do matters. That they're creating value. And I can set up people to around me that can help them do that. And we're creating a buzz around us, not a fake buzz, like what Bob does, an authentic buzz. And we are a magnet for people that want to stay with us. We have a glue, the new glue. That's your word, Bruce. When money doesn't matter, you need a new glue. And we're going to show you how you can start that from day one, how you can articulate it for yourself, how you can have your people building it out. Because look, I'm seeing this. If you don't have it, people are with a lot of money are going to be going, wait a minute, my friend over there is doing something really cool. People are going to be looking around going, I don't need this stinking job, or this better be fun, or they may have heard about disclosure, or I'm jaded, can I trust these people? You've got to be, they've got to feel it in every person that's around you and everything you do. You've got to be magnetic with this new glue. And that's what this course is going to teach you. So if you want to make sure that your people don't crumble and you're not doing the same old, and they're not being appreciated, or you don't have the built-in safety rails to make your project a place of aliveness, of contribution, of value, so it's moving around you and through the people, send us an email to Integrated Minds. I mean, I was doing this for myself. And then a friend of mine said, you can't just, it was that one of those, I've had another friend said, if you don't get this out, it's crimes against humanity. I had that moment. I went, oh my God, if I don't get this out, people are going to be dealing with all these crumbling, cost $40,000 to get a new person. You can't, this is for God. This isn't for like, let's just do it the way I've always done it. We've never been in this situation before. And you've got to be able to see what's coming and set it up so you have an on-ramp for the glue that Boomers has, for the glue that the Big Call has, for the glue that the Pod has. You got to have people that want to stick with you and are ride or die. And because it means something that they're doing that. And if you don't know how to do that, then you want to get this kit. Maybe a live class if we go into Wednesday and Friday and the following week, but it's a kit that you can look and you can say, I want somebody doing this for me. Do this with us now. Designed so you can hand it over. Email integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put new glue. It's three segments. It's $150. It's jam-packed with everything you need to do in the first 30 days and 60 days. We take you so that you can feel, okay, I'm doing some new things. There's going to be glue. I'm going to feel like people are really catching what we're doing. And I can feel certain that I'm bringing some new life, new meaning, and a new culture that's going to stay around with the new glue. The new glue. When money doesn't matter, the glue does. So that's my segment for tonight.
Okay, so that's a kit that might turn into a Wednesday, Friday class.
Yeah.
and it's new glue for Sue. New glue with Sue. Yeah.
No, I just got from somebody. It's Mr. P. I'm ready to get some new glue. That's good.
Yeah. Get some new glue with Sue.
Just think about it for just a second. Really, if you contemplate that, what I've just rolled out, it's pretty heavy, actually. If you don't know what you're doing, it's like you're in a totally new system with totally different values that you've never had to design before. And that's why I was doing it for my own projects so that I didn't have to chase down new people and new stress and all of that. So
got it.
I did it for me, and I decided, wait, I had somebody say, you can't not share this.
Crimes against humanity again.
I had that moment. Yeah. It's like, why would I do that? So we'll see. All you have to do is send us an email. If you're not in the pod, the pod already knows about it. We're going to open it up because the more people that have this, the better the projects are going to be. So that's our goal.
That's right.
Okay?
It could turn into a class. Three classes. Yep. It could turn into three classes.
When money stops finding the people around you.
Yes.
Yeah. What will? The new glue.
New super glue with Super Sue.
No. Just keep making the new glue. When money
I know,
doesn't bind, yeah.
When
it's
money
a big
doesn't
thing.
Matter. When money yep. doesn't matter. Yeah, I got it, Sue.
You and I both know people that are still thinking, oh, I'm going to give them more money than they've ever had. That'll last for about a year. You know, that'll last
yeah.
for about a year.
Yeah, that's
going to last for a year, and then everybody's going to figure out, wait a minute, you know?
Well, it's like you said, they better love what they're doing. They need
yeah.
to be creative. They need to be free to do what they've been created to do, and they need to love what they're doing. And if they love that and they love the organization that you're building, they'll want to be part of it, and that'll be part of the glue. Yeah. Very good, Sue. All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Bruce
right.
and Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Bob, I don't know if we have the new super glue that Sue has for this next class, the next kit that she's building, but you do have a lot to offer, and I'm looking forward to hearing what it might be tonight. And we heard testimonials for Sue. Do we have any reviews, aka testimonials, on Boomers that we need to hear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward after Sue's class, if she has this class, looking forward to hearing a review of the new glue.
That's right.
How people create a new you with the new glue.
That's right, Bob.
Well, you're super glue over there. I know, it's fun, isn't it? It's good. That's my favorite part.
So, and like I was saying before, we don't have any testimonials, but we got some reviews that run
yes.
the glue.
That's right.
And I actually have some really cool ones. And this one starts out, it never ceases to amaze me how long people have been using our products. I've been using Boomer Boost for about 6 years, and I attribute my current health to it and the Gladiator Barley. My plans are to continue with these products and recommend them to others. My 78th birthday is coming up in a few days, and I am going to jump for joy and run for a while to celebrate.
Great. That's great.
It's
That's
really cool.
Fun.
Here's one about our Super Strong Pain Relief. Super Strong is awesome. It lasts a long time without having to put a lot on, Also, the Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley is a very effective combination. It calms me and relaxes me. So this is good. I haven't heard people talk about becoming calm and relaxed with Boomer Boost and Barley.
Right.
But I can see how it might happen if they have been malnourished and their body was under stress. They might have been in a constant state of sympathetic nervous system where they're kind of like an unconscious, continuous thought of starvation. Is when people are malnourished, their body kind of freaks out and craves lots more food and is anxious, whether you even know it or not. But if now all of a sudden you become well-nourished, well, maybe it breaks that habit and you're able to relax into more vagus nerve stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
No, this next one is about collagen. This is pretty cool. I had an Achilles tendon repair surgery on April 16th. I have always listened to Bob on the big call and what he said about the new product collagen and what it could do for regenerating soft tissue. It sparked my interest. I ordered one and I am now on my second bottle on subscription. I firmly believe the collagen is helping in my recovery, as that has it has been the only addition to my supplement regime during this time, and I have noticed a difference since I began using it. The recovery is long and a difficult process, but I am determined to come back better than I was before. With the help of collagen, I firmly believe I will accomplish that goal. Thank you, Boomers. And those are the testimonials that came through here. And there's this another one that I wanted to tell people about, that I got this testimonial speaking directly to this person face-to-face. And he's a person that I met about 3 weeks ago, and he's the general manager of a television streaming company, and a very accomplished videographer, marketer, creative director. He publishes news shows and television shows. And when I met him, he was in a little bit of distress, to say the least, because he'd been diagnosed with diabetes. And he had an A1C of 12.5 and was very sick, and his doctors were worried about him and had given him a medication. And so this was the first person that was this far along in having damage to his body at such an early stage when he'd only been diagnosed with diabetes a couple of months earlier. And he already had peripheral neuropathy in his hands and feet. And so he was the first person that, for this reason, started using our total health system along with Myotrol. This is important because when I saw him yesterday, he had made what appeared to be a complete recovery. He no longer had peripheral neuropathy. His blood sugar had come way down. He stopped taking the medication because his blood sugar, which he was testing every day, came down so low, and he had already started losing weight, which he needed to lose, and was no longer in distress. He was very, very worried very disappointed and very distressed 3 weeks earlier to think that he was going to have to live with this or die with this. And today, or yesterday when I saw him, he was a completely different person.
Wow.
And so I started to think, you know, there must be something to this where we've helped people before with diabetes make full recoveries, but it took a long time, and we didn't have Myotrol back then. So tomorrow I'm going to talk with Eric Kurtz to tell him what happened and to let him know, because Eric is a humanitarian that is already working on his projects. His projects are to give his talents to help people with their health and wellness. And as a result, like with the case of this gentleman, his enthusiasm for life and his happiness. And for somebody like Eric, who's devoted his life to this type of thing, it's always inspiring for him to hear these testimonials from people like this, and including, you know, the person who wrote in about Collagene, who's referring to the big call. And so this is one of the best parts of my work that I do with boomers, Bruce, is to be able to hear these testimonials and to feel the appreciation for these scientists that created these products.
Right,
they
sure.
really put their heart and soul into the creation of things like Gladiator barley and Myotrol and Collagene. And to be able to get them under one roof, put them together in combos, and give them to people, and the next thing you know, their life is totally different. And so I'm going to, as soon as the clock ticks 9 o'clock in California tomorrow, I'm going to call Eric to let him know about this and to tell him about this person with his Achilles tendon being healed by the collagen.
And, terrific.
And so, Bruce, just one other thing. The sale that we have going on is related to Myotrol. So when people get their Myotrol, they're going to have an opportunity to get either or both magnesium and or vitamin B complex at a 45% discount.
Yep.
And so that's still going on right now. And you can always go right online and it'll apply the discount for you. And or you can call to the office and get help with getting whatever it is that you need. And we'll be more than happy to help you.
Sounds good to me.
Yep, Bruce, it's 10:18, and that's what I have for tonight.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. It's always good to hear what the reviews, the product reviews are, and just how well, you know, Eric Kurtz has done in creating and designing and these products, you know, like Myotrol and, you know, everything. Everything that he's done is turning lives around. I think it's terrific. It's really good. It's good to hear these things. And if you want to see the testimonials, read them for yourself. You can go to bigcalluniverse.com and then click on it. The banner at the top that says Boomers, click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. You can go into the website and you can go to the footer of the page for testimonials. See the product, all products menu. You can see the drop down for on sale and See, the two products that Bob said are off on sale at 45% off. And take advantage of that when you buy. When you buy Myatrol, I think I need something other than this water that I'm drinking. It's a new water. It's a San Pellegrino, and I don't know if it's agreeing with me or not. But anyway, yeah, check it out. Go to the website. Check out testimonials, the products that are on sale. And then you can also call the toll-free number for customer support at 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. Well, those were really good testimonials, Bob, and I appreciate those. And it's good to know that the sale is still going on. People are taking advantage of it when they buy Myatrol. And the Myatrol is just a remarkable supplement that we've had so many... so many great testimonials about. Well, if I can keep if I can keep from coughing and choking, I'll get this intel out. So I'm going to move locations, take my phone, go to a little better location, and try a different kind of water. Try not spring water. Let's see what happens. So, very, very interesting piece of information that's come in, and I'll get to it in just a second. Okay? All right. All right. So, what we're hearing today is interesting because it has to do with Iran and the peace deal that President Trump is talking about. And we heard about this yesterday. I think it was sort of announced in a news conference today. President Trump has a contingent of his top advisors, deal makers, that will be traveling to Geneva, Switzerland. I imagine they're en route or they'll leave tomorrow to work out all the details with 8 different countries from the Middle East. And that may be in addition to Iran. President Trump seems confident that this particular deal will go through, that this is something that can be taken seriously. I hope he's right. I believe it's time. You know, we bombed Iran the last 3 days, and today it was on for bombing, off, on, off, and on and off. And it came back that we were not going to bomb anymore. Excuse me. Guys, don't worry. I'm not dying here. I just sound like I am. But it's let's try a cough drop, see if that'll help you guys. Why this is picking up all of a sudden. I don't think there's anything I'm going to tell you that isn't supposed to be told, but all right, I'm sorry. I don't think I've ever coughed this much. But the peace deal is important. And I think that the other information that we're getting today is indicating that that peace agreement will be signed over this weekend. I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday, or if it's a two-day process in Geneva, Switzerland, but I'm glad they're doing it. And we also know that Redemption Center leaders have been off today and tomorrow, but they're planning to go in on Saturday, believing that we would get notified Saturday or Monday. And then there's also information we're getting from some military sources that's talking about for our notifications, our 800 numbers, to come out either the 13th or 14th. Well, that's Saturday or Sunday. So it is possible that this is held over and we get notified Saturday or Sunday. If not, maybe Monday. But one particular source, which we think is pretty sharp, said that next week will be party time. That indicates to me that next week we'll have what we've been waiting for and have exchanged and be essentially in a celebration mode. Now, I think that's sounding very good. We definitely want to be there, and we have waited a while to do that. So I think that we're looking forward to that very much. All right, so that's your timeline. We don't know anything new about bondholders yet, but we think they're going to go pretty much alongside us in terms of timing. They might be a half a day to a day ahead, but I doubt they'll have accessibility to their funds before we have accessibility to our funds. There has been something that's held this up. In the last few days, we had the United Kingdom not willing to get off of the SWIFT system and onto QFS fully. And I believe that is a fait accompli now. I believe we have that. And I'm not sure if there's anything in Central America that might also need to move to get onto the QFS that might not be there. We were unsure of which countries. And so I think we have really good relationships with most all of the Central American countries. So I'm not sure what's happening there. I don't think it's something that's going to hold this up. If they are not signed on to the QFS fully, then they just need to be. And they're about to get that done, if they haven't done it already. I think the UK is already in a position to do that. And I think that was going to be as of today. So, the other thing is, the Clarity Act is to be fully enacted sometime between Sunday and the, I'm going to say, I think it was the 20th of June. So the 20th is a week from Saturday. So somewhere in that time frame, we think that the Clarity Act will be completely integrated with blockchain, with QFS system, with Starlink, with all of those aspects. And we should be able to move forward with that. Now, I don't know that that's anything that's holding us up at this point. It seemed like it was, but we've got the Clarity Act at least passed, whether it was through the Senate finally or whether President Trump did an executive order on it. I'm not sure. Not sure which it was. I've heard it both ways. But I believe he has signed it or will sign it over this weekend and make it an absolute. So I think we can rest knowing that everything that we've been looking for is about to come to fruition. Trying to think if there's anything else that's material in terms of intel for us. And I think that the main thing is, yeah, President Trump's birthday is Sunday. It's also Flag Day. It's also the various types of fight styles will be there at the White House, which seems like it's going to be interesting maybe to watch. Oh, the other thing is we are hearing that starting Sunday or on Sunday, there will be some type of announcement made. Don't know what the announcement is. I doubt very seriously it's about the RV. It could have to do with returning to a gold standard, referring to our new USN. Hopefully it's also to announce a peace deal with Iran that hopefully all these countries will sign on to as well as sort of part of the Abrahamic Accord. So we want that to be a real thing for Sunday. And I think with any success, we get notified Saturday, Sunday, and maybe start exchanges the first part of next week. So, yes, we've been pushed from week to week. In some cases, it seems like there's a good reason for it. Other times, we're just not sure and we shake our heads. But I feel that we are finally getting very close to the end of the ride, and I want to thank everybody for hanging in there. Because what are our options? Either we hang in here till the very end, which is very close, or we throw in the towel, give up, and go home. And what good is that? That's not who we are. That's not who we are. It's not who I am. It's not who Bob is or Sue or any of you. Because we've made it this far. So we're going to see the race all the way to its completion. And I think that's what we're called to. We're called to be those people. Now, regarding Sue's latest offering, which is about new glue, and that glue that's needed to keep the people interested in working with you and for you when money is no longer an object, when money is no longer what is attracting people to work with you. Now, everybody will have some money. Not everyone will have what we have, though. So it's not like money will be of no value. It will be. However, there's more than money that'll be needed, and that's what Sue's kit is about, the new glue kit. So in the subject line of your email to Sue, put new glue 150. It's $150. It'll end up being three classes. If it goes to a class, it'll be three classes. The main thing is let her know, yes, I'm interested in the new glue class. And you want to send that email to Integrated Minds, Integrated Minds, Minds, at hushmail.com. Send it out to her so she'll know this is open to the pod and beyond the pod, to Big Call Universe as a whole. So send those emails on to her and watch your emails for when she comes back and responds to you. As to whether she's going to do a class with it, and if she is, great. And if not, she'll let you know that. So I think it's a wonderful concept to know how to attract people and keep people interested in working with you when money is no longer the main factor. Okay? So do that. Send it on to her. And you know, we'll see what happens between now and Tuesday. Hopefully, we get our notifications over the weekend. We're hearing Saturday or Sunday, and then we have the possibility of getting started with exchanges early next week, Monday, Tuesday. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we want to have that piece with Iran to go through. I think that's going to happen over the weekend. Very confident in that. They seem, according to President Trump, more willing to sign this peace agreement than we are even willing. I think they've had enough. I think they've had enough bombing and so on, and they want to try to have peace. And at our at President Trump's request, I think they'll come to the party for us. So let's do this. Let's pray for Pastor Scott to continue to improve in the rehabilitation center and get out with good physical therapy and occupational therapy where he can go home and be with his family. And if he has a phone, he can call me. If he still has the phone or a phone, he should be able to call me and let me know firsthand if he can do that. Otherwise, I'll be in touch with his church and talk with either the pastor or the pastor's assistant to track the progress on Pastor Scott. All right? So let's thank Sue for a wonderful time tonight on the call. And Bob, thank you as well. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in again, and primarily due to the satellite team getting the call out all over the globe. Sorry for my coughing previously. Don't know what that was about, but it seems to be under control now. And thank you, Doug and GCK, for your technical experience and expertise. And, well, I just think, Jeannie, don't forget, Jeannie, every Tuesday and Thursday night, always brings what we're looking for. And we always enjoy reading what you have, Jeannie. Always. And then, Pastor Scott, we're praying for you to be completely healed, restored, and rehabbed and sent home from this rehabilitation center. We thank you for it. Now, let's pray the call out. Lord God, thank you for all that you've done to take us to this point. Now, take us, lead us all the way over the finish line so we can bring this blessing to fruition. Thank you for everything that you're doing for us to keep us provided for, keep us healthy, healed, and whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll see what happens over the weekend. I'm going to be tuned in to see what they do on Sunday. And to our neighbors to the north in Canada, have a great, great Canadian Open at the Royal Bank of Canada, the RBC Open, and I'll be watching tomorrow and through the weekend. So everybody have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk Tuesday night. Hopefully we can celebrate. All right? And God bless you guys. All right, let's turn off the recording.